The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello and welcome to the Seahawkers Podcast. I'm Brandon Schultz. We got a little bit of unfortunate news on Monday from head coach Pete Carroll as the word came from the team that he has come down with COVID-19. But we did get some good news for Seahawks fans just last week as DK Metcalf agreed to a contract extension on Thursday. So we're going to go back to Thursday and cover that press conference after the deal was signed. Pete Carroll, John Schneider, and Metcalf, they all sat down with reporters.
Exciting day. It's great that we can all get back together again and celebrate days like this. Celebrate guys like DK. It's a big, huge day for the Seattle Seahawks future. Big deal for DK as well. But, it's cool to see everybody in the building coming out and celebrating today. And we're all very excited for DK and for his teammates and the organization moving forward here. Before we get too far, I want to thank Jody Allen for providing us this opportunity to do what we're doing here today. And it's a great thing. I also want to thank DK's agent, Tori Dandy, Jay Neenkirk, Matt Thomas upstairs. It's a long process. It's a process that started, a planning process that started in Indy. And it took a while. But I want to thank, I also want to especially thank DK. I want to thank you for your professionalism and your patience through this process. You know, people on the outside, you know, when they see these huge contracts, you know, are just blown away, you know, and it is. It's a huge blessing, right? But they don't understand the stress that goes through, that goes along with a negotiation like this. Again, it's a huge blessing, but it's a long process, and there's a lot that goes into it for the player, his family, his loved ones. And so I just want to thank you for your patience and professionalism. We're all excited, but I know it was a process for you. We've obviously we quickly identified DK as a core player for us moving forward here right away. I thought it was really, really fitting looking back and ironic that Cam Chancellor was able to be at the 2019 draft and be able to introduce DK with the 64th pick that year. You know, when you cheers to Cam wherever he is right now, but maybe just up the hill. But you talk about two individuals so similar. Just professionals, intense, great workers. Good people, treat everybody in the building really well. Huge competitors, intense. We were here celebrating KJ yesterday. Same thing. We all, as soon as you walked in the building, everybody knew you were part of our family. You know, it's the pre-draft process is you're trying to figure out the person, but everybody in this building thinks the world of you, and I hope you know that. Quick funny story, and then I'll turn it over to Pete. But I'll never forget that year in 2019 with the draft prep. Pete was so in tune with DK and Johnny, we got to have this guy on our team. We got to get this guy on our team. How are we going to get this guy on our team? We got to, and through the draft process, you're trying to figure out all your needs and how you're going to address things. And, and, uh, It was so fun, Pete. We had selected Marquise Blair, and then and to bring that up, like I love Marquise too. Great guy, right? Great teammate. But we had selected Marquise, and we got through the calling and the initial excitement with Marquise, and then Pete had gone out of the room with some of the coaches. And I think they're probably still talking, talking to Marquise and everything and welcoming him. And I was on the phone. We were on the phone, in the draft room with a couple teams. And I was on the phone with the Patriots. And Nick Caserio, who's the GM for Houston, and I did this deal while Pete was out of the room. And, everything kind of calmed down there for a little while. It seems like forever. I know it seems like forever. But I didn't tell Pete that we had this deal in place because he was so anxious about, being able to put DK in our team, right? And it was kind of evident at the time, like there was just a couple picks in there, and those teams, I don't think we're going to select a receiver. So it was really, we kind of knew we were going to be able to acquire you. And it was so fun just to kind of like, see Pete sweat a little bit, because I'm like up in the box during the games, and I'm like all stressed out. He's kind of like, how are we gonna do this, and it was so exciting. I just kind of, it's like one of those cheesy draft day movies or something. I kind of leaned over and I'm like, hey, we just made a trade and we're on the clock. And he's like, whoa, what do you mean? I'm like, yeah, you were out of the room, it's over. And and he's like, you gotta be kidding me, DK Metcalf's gonna be on our team? And it was so cool to be able that exchange right there. Bam, we made the trade. And then to be able to get up to the 64th pick, I'll never, ever forget that. It was a really exciting time. And the emotion that you showed on the phone and everything, it's those memories never go away. So, I just had to share that story with everybody because nobody, really gets to see that the inside there. But congratulations, man, and I'll turn it over to Pete.
Yeah. Well, I just add to the story a little bit that watching that happen and not thinking for you at the time, because I know you're sitting there, you're getting pissed. The numbers kept going and going. And for it to get to 64 and we get you, and I know it crushed you, the whole process. But what it did is it put a chip on your shoulder that ain't going away, We were very fortunate that day. That was a very surrealistic moment because I never thought that would ever happen after things that had taken place. And it was one of the great moments really in the draft history for me. And it was awesome. I want to say this, that this young man is a cutting edge performer in all ways. The way he applies himself, his expectations, the way he's willing to work. There's nothing that he is not willing to do to get to the best of his abilities and potential. But it's not just about football, and it's not just about sports. It's about how he attacks everything that he's going for. This is a cutting edge performer in a time that he is an international star on the rise, and because he's so attuned for doing all that it takes to be that kind of a performer. And I'm so thrilled that you're with us and you're doing it, and we're going to get to do it together. We're very, very fortunate to see it. But it is for our fans, too. This is really something. And when you look at the NFL, we go to the league meetings, and they show all the players, and they flash the shots. Whenever they flash this guy, he's exactly what you hope and dream an NFL ball player would be. But then I love it because he's so much more than that. And so you guys will all learn as we go, and he gets more chances to visit with you and all that. What a tremendous young man this is. Congratulations. Ever since I showed you up when I took my shirt off, man, I didn't realize it was all going to come to this. But you want to take our shirts off right now? No. Okay. It's a good thing. Good job. Congratulations. And please, so pleased for everybody. And the fellas in the team are so jacked that this took place, because we all know he's such a big part of it. So congratulations. You take it. It's yours.
Well, I just want to say thank you to first God, John, Pete, Miss Jody Allen, Matt, Tori. It's going to be a long list of things, so get ready. Just coming from Oxford, Mississippi, all the way over here to Seattle is a long journey. I'm about to get emotional, so bear with me. It really hasn't hit me until now that I'll have the opportunity just to help so many people back home and help my family. And just thinking about when I broke my neck and I was told I wasn't going to be able to play football again. And now just this moment happening is just all a blessing. All my teachers, coaches from middle school, high school, my college coaches, college teammates, A.J. Brown, Elijah Moore, DeMarcus Gregory. Then when I get here and I meet guys like Russ, Bobby, Dwayne Brown, Tyler Lockett, Quandre Diggs, Al Woods, Freddie Swain, they push me and make it exciting just to come to work. And then the people that y'all don't get to see, like EK, Chad, Bowie, Mo Kelly, everybody in the kitchen, everybody behind the scenes, Brad Izzik, sat down with me my rookie year. He was in the room with me, helped me go through all the plays. And it's just like a lot of people that I'm still forgetting the name, but just this moment is just all coming together just so I could be with this organization and this family that I get to call, you know, my family for the next coming years. It's just all a blessing, all amazing. And I just thank everybody because it took a village just for me to get here today. And just a big thank you to everybody that helped me get to this point in my life. And I'm still not done. And that chip hasn't gone anywhere.
Before we get to DK's comments, let's hear first from General Manager John Schneider, who talked about Metcalf's importance to the team.
Like I said, I mean, this was right when he walked in the door, you know, I mean, the way he treated everybody, you know, again, EK and his staff, like he mentioned, you know, Mo and, you know, everybody in the kitchen and the video guys and the coaches, the way he handled himself. And then, I mean, you take away, you know, it was a really cool culture here. You know, I think you saw some of that yesterday and, it's special. You know, it's hard when people leave and there's a reason it's hard. It's hard on everybody. And, there's a lot of great people in this building. And, so I just think that, you know, it was really, you know, important to be able to identify. It's not like an identification thing. I said that earlier. It's not really what I meant. It was just, we knew he was a guy that was going to be here. We had to have here for a long time in order for us to, you know, provide for the 12s a championship team.
Carroll, meanwhile, spoke about Metcalf's ability to inspire the local youth.
Let me say one thing, too. I was just thinking about the kids in our area that I know I've got grandkids that just love DK, and there's so many kids that look up to him and all that. It's such a gift to grow up with a great player and, you know, iconic type of guy like this. It's such a gift to all the young guys in our area and the girls and the boys that love you. It's going to be really fun. So I hope they're coming out in throngs to see you because it's such a thrill for them. So excited for them.
And moving on to DK, here's how he said he reacted to the deal being completed.
Like I said, man, it just hit me as I was sitting up here. So, I mean, I told my parents and I was just smiling on the phone. My mom started crying, dad started crying, but I was just smiling. And then like when I sat up here, it just hit me like it's here. Like it's DK, real. It's time for you to step up.
Metcalf touched very briefly on why he wanted to stay with Seattle.
I mean, this is my home. I didn't want to move. Moving's stressful for me, so I wouldn't try and do that.
While Seattle may be his current home, Metcalf also has the intention of helping people in his hometown of Oxford, Mississippi.
The youth, by first helping the healthcare there, and then the food that they don't have, you know, the right resources to you know, be successful in that area. So just building a couple of restaurants there to help the healthcare, and then go from there. Because when I was growing up, Mississippi was also known as the most obese state in the U.S. So just fixing that problem and, you know, going from probably 50 to probably 25 and probably number one. But just helping Oxford one restaurant or one kid at a time and then going from there.
Back to the deals of the contract. Here's what Metcalf said about how the process was for him.
Like John said, it was stressful. But, you know, at the end of the day, you got to know your worth and know that something's going to get done. And so that's all you could do, just to put yourself to sleep at night and, you know, just to pray that you get to come back to work and visit with guys like I named. But it was a stressful process, but glad that it's over now.
DK said it was difficult to sit out of practice during negotiations.
Yes. I mean, I get calls from Tyler and Freddie, and they're telling me about practice, and I get to watch it. I want to be out there, you know, with them practicing.
And while we're talking about practice, it seems that practice is where Metcalf forged one of his most important friendships with Bobby Wagner.
My first practice, I almost got into fight with a linebacker. And Bobby came up to me after that practice and gave me his number and said, anything I need, just let him know. And we went from there. Yeah, that's how our relationship got that's so strong.
Right. He's ready to duke it out, man.
DK now hopes to expand his leadership role and help his teammates in the way Bobby helped him.
Leading. I think that's one aspect that I get to step into now. I know we already have great leaders like Tyler and Quandre and Gino and, you know, Al Woods. But, you know, just helping them, helping me and me helping them just lead by example and, you know, vocal leaders be vocal leaders. And, you know, I'm going to do my part.
Finally, here is Metcalf's goal with the new contract.
My goal is to make it to the Hall of Fame. So still not done.
Can't wait to see it. Let's see some 1,200 yard plus seasons for both DK and Tyler this year. That'll go a long way to helping. And then 2 1,000 yard seasons from both of the running backs. And, you know, I'll be happy. I feel like I'm not asking all that much here. But that's going to do it for today's show. Thanks to Wilson Kahn for producing this episode. Follow him out on Twitter at Wilson_Kahn, C-O-N-N. I'll be back later this week with Adam. We're going to be doing our season expectation show. So if you want to become a member of the flock, getintheflock.com, and you can be a part of that season expectation show. Send in your notes. We're going to read them on the upcoming show. And until next time, go Hawks.
This is your moment. Your moment to move forward and make progress. It's time to see where an education can take you. For over 130 years, Strayer University has been at the forefront of change, offering programs that help students like you get ahead and stay ahead, so you can keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.